to my family, for teaching me the value of persistence. EL. Chapter 1. They had only one cannon left. Mulan held her breath, digging her heels deep into the snow as she surveyed the valley ahead for any sign of the Huns. Nothing. From the heights above, where only minutes ago, a barrage of enemy arrows had rained down death upon them. Also nothing. All was still. Too still. Mulan knew better than to hope the silence meant the Huns had retreated. No. With each passing second, her apprehension grew. None of the soldiers beside her, Yao or Ling or Qian Po, or even her dragon guardian Mushu, said a word. Something was wrong. She could feel it. Her eyes focused on a plume of smoke curling across the top of the hill, moving like a dark and foreboding shadow. As it thinned into the air, Mulan's brow furrowed. There was something behind the smoke. No, someone. Dread twisted in her gut. Even from a distance, there was no mistaking the imposing form mounted on a black horse. Shan Yu. The smoke lifted, revealing an endless line of Hun soldiers on horseback, rimming the hills and blocking their way. They were surrounded. There were barely 10 men left in Captain Li Shang's regiment against an overwhelming force of Huns. And the Huns had the advantage of attacking from above. Mulan knew what everyone must be thinking. How could they possibly survive? Captain Li Shang tightened the collar of his red cape, then turned to face his soldiers. His expression was grim, but resolute.
"Prepare to fight," he said. "If we die, we die with honor."
Her pulse pounding in her ears, Mulan clenched her fists and sucked in the cold, cold air. She didn't know whether her knees were buckling from fear or from hopelessness, or both. She didn't want to be afraid. There was no dignity in fear. But there was no hope. After all, what could she do? It was clear Shang believed they could only stand their ground and fight. Still, she drew her sword with hesitation. There had to be another way. With a ferocious battle cry, Shan Yu led the charge to war. His steed raced down the snow-covered slope, followed by his men. The sound of the horses thundering down the hill was a terrible counterpoint to Mulan's racing heart. She squeezed the hilt of her sword, trying to tune out the sound. But it was impossible. Her eyes froze on the storm of white cascading over the Huns as they ripped across the snow.
"Yao," Shang said calmly, "aim the cannon at Shan Yu."
More like a firecracker than a cannon, Mulan thought glumly. Too small to rest all our hopes on. It was barely larger than her torso, with a red dragon's head at the tip. Yao, the shortest soldier, swung the cannon left and right, trying to find the best position to fire at Shan Yu. She frowned. Eliminating their leader would likely throw the Huns into disarray and slow their invasion. But even if they killed Shan Yu, the rest of the Hun army would slaughter them. She forced her focus ahead, knowing she needed to prepare herself mentally for battle. But she couldn't take her mind off Shang's command to Yao. Something about it felt wrong. Her sword weighed heavily in her hand. She stared at the polished blade, wondering if its reflection would be the last sight she ever caught of herself. Would she die as Ping, the Fa Sun she'd made up so she could join the army in her father's place? If she died here, in the middle of this snow-covered mountain pass, she'd never see her father or her family again. Mulan swallowed hard. Who would believe that only a few months ago, her biggest concern had been impressing the matchmaker? She could barely remember the girl she'd been back then. She'd worn layer upon layer of silk, not plates of armor. Her waist cinched tight with a satin sash instead of sore from carrying a belt of weapons. Her lips had been painted with rouge instead of chapped from cold and lack of water. Her lashes highlighted with coal that she could now only dream of using to fuel a fire for warmth. How far she'd come from that girl to who she was now, a soldier in the Imperial Army.